KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's probably no context in which rubber gloves are anything less than alarming. These hands, they seem to announce, are tasked with some dirty business. These fingers, say the brightly colored latex digits, are crossing into unsavory terrain. Which is why I think the most unsettling part of passing through airport security, more disquieting than the quasi-police TSA uniforms, which always seem at least two sizes too snug, more heart-racing than the body imaging equipment, which looks exactly like what a brain tumor-producing machine would look like if you tried to build one yourself, it's the sight of a slightly bored TSA agent bursting out of uniform like a baked potato out of the foil, waiting on the other side of the machines with a pair of rubber gloves. Because whatever it is she's wearing those gloves for, it ain't to do the dishes. Elemental fairness requires me to announce the following. In two recent trips through airport security, once in San Francisco and once in Charleston, South Carolina, not only did I zip effortlessly along with no gloves required, but the only unpleasantness I experienced was the string of curses that were unleashed on an elderly female passenger in line who, it seems, had waited until she was at the conveyor belt before remembering to do all the things that we all do in line, juggling our laptops and our shoes and our little bottles of moisturizer. The curses, I have to confess, came from me. Airport security does that to me. Suddenly, every passenger is a short-tempered Soviet housewife in line for a few potatoes, and every TSA agent is a barking gym teacher, and like the nerdy kid who's bad at sports, what we all try to do is just get through the line without calling attention to ourselves. How do you know who's in charge? It's always, always the guy with the rubber glove. But be honest now. When you stumble through the security line, your personal belongings every which way, clutching your shoes and your belt to your chest like a ravished maiden in a Victorian melodrama, do you feel safer? On the other hand, as you board the plane and struggle down the aisle with your, face it, too large carry-on and bump along the rows, check out the irritated, loaded-for-bear fellow passengers. Now imagine the guy in, I don't know, 22C, say, starts to light his underpants or mix his tiny shampoo into his tiny conditioner. Do you have any doubt that the lady in 22D or the fat guy in 22A or the hipster plugged into his iPhone in 22H will hesitate for a moment to unleash a violent revenge? After all they've just been through, just getting to their seats? It's a wonder we don't turn on each other anyway, just randomly. We all know who will save us from the terrorists, and it isn't the guys in the uniforms. It's each other, each furious, cranky, stressed-out passenger on the plane. We're each other's first and last line of defense, and I don't know about you, but that honestly makes me feel safer. A lot safer. And that's the thing about life's frustrations and roadblocks. They make us angry and frustrated, but they turn us into warriors. The guy with the rubber glove, in a way, does make us safer. He toughens us up. He pre-irritates us. And that, I guess, is a useful role. Which is something to think about, at least for me, and maybe for all of us in the entertainment business and every other business too, probably. We all have a guy with a rubber glove in our lives. I know who mine is. Who's yours? And that's it for this week. Next week, we will let things happen. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.